Pnimius in the Daf Yomi, Gemara Brachos, Daf Chav Ches. So the Gemara is in the middle of a story, fascinating story, about the removal of Rabban Gamliel from being the Nasi and the appointment of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to that position. So right when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is appointed, right on the top of Chav Ches Amud Aleph, so he said, you know, I need to go ask my wife. Right? He said, before I could do it, I have to go ask my wife. They went to his wife, and she said, you know, maybe they're going to remove you. Dilma ba'avrin lach. They're going to remove you, just like they did to Rabban Gamliel. So Amar Lah, he said, v'shkamish inish yom echad, because the demokra l'machar litbar. Well, should a person, yeah, it's like a person who uses an expensive goblet and let it break tomorrow. Meaning, I'm dealing, you know, like, when I have something, I should use it now. And it's true, I don't know what the future will bring. But right now, it's a good opportunity. It's an important avodah. So Amar Lah, so she said, okay, fine. If that's the case, Lisla Chivrasa, right? You don't have any white on you, meaning your beard is black, right? He was 18 years old, right? Ahu Yoma Bar Timnei Sreis Shanai Havei. He was only 18 days on that day. Ben Yehuda points out that specifically on that day, it must have been his birthday. It didn't say Bahu Shana, it says Bahu Yoma on that day. And he also interestingly points out that specifically on that day is when the miracle happened. And if you look, what is the miracle? It's Rachash Lehi. So a miracle happened. Right? That he had 18 rows of gray hair, of white hair, grew out of his face. So specifically, the reason why it was 18 rows was Merami, is that it was the kach, the mazel of one's birthday. So it's always a discussion. Is a birthday a Jewish thing? So the Ben Yoyada points out from this Gemara that it seems like you do have a certain extra mazel, that the mazel, you know, obviously we say mazel Yisrael, and that's a discussion for a different time. But the mazel that shined when you were born on your birthday shines stronger, and you know you could be Paul Yeshuas in greater ways. So that's why he was able, this miracle happened for him, Dafka, on his 18th birthday. Okay, so what happened? He miraculously has this white beard now. So how do you become Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And then parenthetically, the Gemara says, and this is why it says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Haran ani kiben shivim shana velo ben shivim shana. That's why he said, I was like one who was 7 years old, but I'm not 7 years old, because he wasn't actually 7 years old when he learned that drasha about Yitzchus Mitzrayim Balelos. Now the Gemara goes back into the story. It says, Tana Osayom, that they learned. And that specific day, Salku Alishomer HaPesach, V'nitzna Lehem Rishis L'Talmidim L'Kanis. He got rid of the guard. That there used to be a guard who guarded the Beis Medrash, and really, you know, they kept a tight ship. It was very selective to get into the Beis Medrash. That day he said, let's get rid of the guard, let all these Talmidim who are on the waiting list, let them come in, everyone who wants to. They can come and learn. And why was there such a guard? Why wasn't there so many Talmidim who were in beforehand? Shahaya Rabban Gamliel, Machriz V'Omar, Rabban Gamliel used to cry out and say, Kol Talmud she'enu Tokel Kibaro, lo yikanes lebeis hamedrash. Any Talmud who's not Tokel Kibaro, any Talmud whose inside doesn't match up his outside, any student, meaning he's, you know, his heart and his thoughts and his intentions are not matched up, that anyone who's faking it, anyone who's just pretending to want to learn, but deep down he doesn't truly want to learn, he's doing it shalom l'shma, he shouldn't, right? Lo yikanes lebeis hamedrash. We shouldn't want to go into the Beis Hamedrash. We only want people who have good midos or good intentions and who are genuine people. But what happened? So he got rid of that guard who was preventing people, and Ahu Yoma on that day, itosu kamas of sole. They added many, many benches. Rabbi Yochanan says, there's machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Dustai and the Rabbanon, how many benches, whether he added 400 benches or whether he added 700 benches. But either way, he added a lot of benches to the point where Rabban Gamliel, you know, was disheartened. So I wanted to just draw attention to, there's really a lot of amazing Ben Yoyadas on this entire Gemara and this entire story, pretty much every detail he harps in on, every detail of all the different characters. But he points out that specifically on this Tochel Kiboro, he has a very good kasha. Ben Yehuda says, the Ben Yishchai says, I don't get it. If the Chachamim agreed that we should get rid of the Shomer, then why didn't they get rid of it when Rabban Gamliel ran the show? They could have all spoken up if they thought Rabban Gamliel was wrong. They have the majority. It's true he's a Nasi, but they could have said, look, we think we should get rid of the Shomer. And if they didn't agree with Rabban Gamliel, then why would they, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to get rid of the guard, then why would they let him? Once again, the Rabbanon truly had the power here, that it should have been a decision for the majority. And why specifically is it, oh, on that day, Rebbe Zalman Azariah, you know, changed the tides and they let it happen. If they held that it was a good shita, they should have held struck by it. If they didn't hold that it was a good shita, they shouldn't have let Rabban Gamliel do it. So the Ben Yoyada explains, he says, that's why a miracle happened. He says, it doesn't make sense. Why should there be a miracle that he had white hair growing, right? Why couldn't he just convince his wife, look, they want me, they want me, right? I don't need to have a white beard to be. If they want, to appoint a young rabbi, they can appoint a young rabbi. Right? Why did a miracle have to happen that grew out all these white hairs? Specifically because then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah represented something that wasn't Tocho Kibora. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a miracle happen, a nace happen, which was seemingly an unnecessary nace. They wanted him anyways. No one's saying, hey, where's your white beard? Just his wife saying it. Maybe it was a nace or shalom bias. But he had a miracle happen. Why? So that he can come back to the base measures. And they said, look, this guy, he's still 18, even if he looks old, right? Even if he uses the, you know, those apps on the phone, the face app that could like make you age and look much older, he's still 18. Tocho, right? And deep inside, he's still an 18-year-old, right? But Kiboro, right? When you look at Boro, when you look at the bio, when you look at the outside, when you look at the externals, he looks like he's 70. So, wow, why was this rachish on you? So why did a miracle happen specifically for him? Because it was coming to teach Dafka this inyan of sometimes there's people whose tocha are not kiboro, that on the outside they look like a 70-year-old man, they look like a zaken, they look like zeshakana chachma, they look like somebody who's coming in gentle, edel, ready to learn for all the right reasons, and already so makusha, such a big tzaddik. And deep down they might be immature inside somewhat. They might have an 18-year-old's heart. They might not fully be there, not fully be fully lishma the way we would want to be, and their midos might not be fully the midos we want to be. But what? They could still have a place in the base matter. So when Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah the next morning walks to accept the job, and he has this long white beard, and they all saw him yesterday, and they all know exactly how old he is, right? That he just turned 18 yesterday, and he comes in with his long white beard, 18 rows long, and they say, wow, look, maybe we shouldn't look so much that the externals match the internal. Maybe it's not the most important thing. And that's why they said, when he said, you know what, guys, let's get rid of that machriz, that guy at the front who's saying that only someone who's Tohu Kiboro could come in here, he wouldn't have let me come in here. I wouldn't have been able to come in if that machriz was, you know, doing his job well. Let's get rid of that machriz. We don't need that guy. We don't need that person who's saying Tohu Kiboro, the person who's influencing that. And they used they took a lesson from Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah himself. So Hashem made this nace to kind of teach the whole Chachamim. So really, there's no question. The Chachamim agreed with Rebbe Gamliel. When they saw Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was getting involved and kind of showing them the way that we should get rid of that. That nowadays, the way the derech for Limud HaTorah is that we let someone who's not Tohu Kiboro, that we let someone who on the outside might be putting on a little bit of a facade and might be pretending that he's more sincere than he is and his midos are not fully perfect and he's not totally Lishma, but we're going to let him in anyways, even when they're not Tohu Kiboro.